This is an ABC podcast.
Well, imagine being able to control temperature, moisture, and wind levels, and some of the more unpredictable elements of growing crops in the tropics. Sounds too good to be true, doesn't it? Covered agriculture may be helping farmers to extend into new growing seasons and withstand some of Mother Nature's curveballs. But as Charlie McKillop discovered when she visited Aldo Pezzolato's greenhouse at Atherton, it comes with its own challenges.
Yeah, it doesn't look much from the outside, but once you open the door and you have a look inside, as you can see, it's a totally different environment.
You've got row after row of capsicums looking absolutely beautiful. How rare or unique is that at this time of the year?
They're in the off-season, so it's usually not too bad price-wise, you know, but it's good. That's the whole idea of having a greenhouse, you know. You can grow what you want when you want and half have some control of it with the weather. Yeah, hopefully it all works out.
So what does it take to achieve that control? I'm looking at some of the infrastructure around me and I'm considering that it probably comes at a cost.
Yeah, it is. There's no doubt about that. It is at a cost. There's a fair bit of labour in it. As you can see, all the strings and there's a fair bit of pruning goes into it. And you got the infrastructure for sure. You know, you got all the steel, plastic and everything else that comes with the greenhouse cost. And you're looking for one of these for 1 acre, just in plastic, is $650,000. So, you know, I mean, I've only got half an acre here at the moment. Yeah, it's a good starter package. As you can see, it's pretty compact. You know, the plants are close together and that's how it has to be. And, yeah, you have to utilise the 2,000 square metres that it is, you know.
Tell me what the difference between these beautiful, healthy plants that we're looking at that are in a, what would you call this substrate kind of a system that you've got?
It's just a medium, and this is actually pressed coconut fibre. You buy them like as pavers, and you lay them out, and you stick the drippers in, and they just puff up. It's quite magical, but it all works. They're different plants too. These are hydroponic capsicums. They're different to the ground ones. They grow a lot smaller, but it's safer growing, you more or less could say, you know. And if you tried it outside now, you're facing a battle with the weather.
How much of a risk does that pose to the infrastructure that you've invested here with the greenhouse?
It's been through some pretty wild storms, and it holds up pretty well. The storms are always welcome. Rain's always welcome for a farmer, that's for sure. I've still got outside farming going on. Cane and grass and corn and peanuts and all the rest, but yeah, as far as this goes, it's worth doing, you know. It's worth giving it a go.
Well, Aldo Pezzolato, let's take a walk down the aisle of some of these beautiful green capsicum plants and just tell us where they're at. They look like you could pick them off and eat them now. They are a bit small.
Yeah, no, well, they're about probably 2-3 weeks off from being red capsicums. So, yeah, well, green goes into red, so they're looking really nice. A bit more nutrition and a bit more ripening, and they'll be ready for the market. It's a good feeling when you grow something successfully on a farm. There's nice clusters there of capsicums all happening. Yeah, they're all filling out nicely, and I can't see anything but bees, so that's a bit positive.
What kind of pest pressure do you have and disease pressure have you got to manage here?
You get everything, you know. At the start, you get your aphids and all your little gritty bugs that want to have a suck or a chew of something in here, that's for sure. But the caterpillars love these lush green leaves and the capsicums, but it's just a matter of going over it and having a look and, yeah, just keeping a control of it with the sprays. But I've been pretty lucky this year. It's been a really good year and they're kept nice and clean. I've only actually sprayed these once. Oh, yeah, the bees, though, when I seen the bees in here last week, I thought, well, that's a good sign. You know, you're achieving something, you know.
So when you step into a greenhouse, the environment does immediately change. It's hard to describe because it's more than the temperature, isn't it?
Yeah, that it is. So you need airflow, you know, you need a bit of airflow in here. I've got the fans and you have to create a bit of environment. You can't just think the plants will sit here and grow on their own will. You've got to match it to the outside, but you're away from the wind, which is a big thing, you know. In greenhouses, wind is pretty damaging, as a lot of farmers know, with a lot of crops. So that's on the flip side, and on the downside, you've got a lot of strings and a lot of labour to look after the plants.
From each plant, there is how many strings? Two or three?
Well, I've got two strings at the moment because I alternate the greenhouse with eggplants as well in the winter times, and they require two strings. It's 3.5 metres to the top of the strings, and which that's the height the eggplants do grow. They grow around 3 metres high.
All right.
So yeah, hence the height. Yeah, there's a lot of clips, of course, as you can see. There's a lot of clips and
a lot of up and down.
A lot of up and down, yeah. Yes.
Have you lost count of how many strings? We are literally, for those that can't see what I'm seeing, it's just row after row of beautiful green capsicums with these tightly strung strings. Blue strings? Is that a preference of yours, or is that a...
No, that's just an idea. That's a string I wanted to use. Yeah, it's a pretty strong string, and hopefully I'll get a few years out of it. But yeah, so there's roughly 8,000 strings in here.
Aldo Pezzolato, so how do you feel about this roll of the dice that you've made now?
Well, I've gone through, hopefully I've sorted out a lot of problems, and I've got an understanding of a lot of greenhouse growing now, and hopefully the next few years will be quite successful, as long as the price follows, of course. But you have to worry about getting the crop before you worry about the price, that's for sure.